from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Again, I couldn't wait for yesterday to be over. I couldn't wait for my little two-hour show last night to conclude because, like I was saying last night, it's just a bad night. You got to just forget about it, turn the page, and move on. And even when I woke up this morning, I couldn't just forget about it. I'm like, man, that sucks. Why does it have to be this way? Why can't they do the little thing? Forget about last night. The Yankees respond tonight, and we're going to talk about the Mets, too. Thank you, Mets. Yanks fans for Metsies. Shout out to BT holding it down in the booth. I mean, if you've noticed, all of our WFAN hosts that have stepped into the booth have brought good luck, home runs, runs, good times, good vibes. We got to get C-Mac in there next. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Another KM to 2 a.m. We got plenty of time. We'll talk Yanks, we'll talk Mets, and then later in the night, we're going to talk Giants and Jets because there's some interesting things that I want to go over with y'all from practice. Yes, practice. We're talking about practice, but there's a few themes from, you know, this little MetLife rivalry, the Battle of the Garden State. Anyway, not going to bury the lead. The generational Juan Soto, the great Juan. All rise, the captain, number 99, Aaron Judge. I've been calling them these new nicknames, right? I've been referring to them as sports cars. I made an analogy last night that a couple people hit me with, and they were like, yo, I like that one. I don't want you to like it, but the fact that we have the Centurion Ferrari and the most valuable Lamborghini, I'm sure there's some car people out there that actually know the make models, you know, deeper than that. But I was calling Juan Soto the Centurion Ferrari from when Scott Boras said he's a Centurion. Whatever team has him is going to make billions of dollars off of him. And the Yankees are going to be that team. The Yankees are going to be that. I'm done with the back and forth. I'm done with the maybe. Like, they have no choice. Like, they have no choice. You have to keep this tandem together. Soto and Judge. Make the stadium loud again. Like, you have to keep the stadium like this. You have to keep the fans happy. You have to keep this production. I can't see it any other way. The Centurion Ferrari and the most valuable Lamborghini. I mean, Judge. It's just ridiculous. And I'm glad that people are coming around to, yes, he's the best player we've seen. I don't care about what Ohtani can do. He's not like that. Ohtani doesn't make everybody just like, Ohtani is great, but don't throw Ohtani in there. And I won't say that I don't care about the past. I do care about the past. It, you know, it means something to people that saw Willie Mays and even the recent past of Barry Bonds. They're not like this guy, though. Like, this guy gets hit by a pitch. He doesn't want to take his base. He wants to hit because he knows if he gets a pitch in the zone, he can drive it out. 888-808-1019. Nestor Cortez. Nestor Cortez is a guy that might have gotten traded at the trade deadline. Glad we have him here. Nestor Cortez is the Hialeah kid, the underdog story, the little engine that could. And you know, sometimes the little engine that could runs out of gas, but he always goes back to the lab. He always goes back to the drawing board. He gasses back up, and he takes on the challenge. He takes on the moment. That's a tough spot right there against a Cleveland Guardians team that has a good lineup. A Cleveland Guardians team that beat us the night before. And you know you can't come out there and have a short outing after we use eight guys out of the bullpen. Nestor Cortez comes out there. Nasty Nestor night. Hard to get a ticket. He knows that the whole Yankee universe is waiting on him. And, I mean, he was shoving. He was facing the minimum for a while. He was doing his thing. And what a great outing from Nestor Cortez. Before we, you know, really give all of the credit to Soto and Judge, we got to tip our cap to Nestor for showing up tonight and getting it done and saving the bullpen. 888-808-1019. I mean, that's back-to-back good starts. And I know a lot of you were saying, ah, it's the White Sox. What do you say now? He did it against the last place team in the AL Central. He did it against the first place team in the AL Central. Like, this is giving me postseason vibes. And I'm not saying that I want Nestor Cortez to get a start in the postseason, but I think he's got the mettle. I think he's got the, you know, intestinal fortitude. I think he's got the mental toughness for it. More so than some other guys, but we'll see. We'll cross that bridge. Obviously, you heard the news. Last night I was talking about Luis Gil. I would shut him down, and they did. He's on the 15-day IL. He's going to miss the next few starts. These things work themselves out. All of the talking about, what are you guys going to do with Luis Gil? What are they going to do, Keith? Are they going to make him a closer? Are they going to put him in the bullpen? His innings. Innings limit. He's never pitched as many innings. He's hurt now. So he's got to rest. Okay. Clark Schmidt is on the way back. Cody Poteet is on the way back. And they call up Will Warren. Will Warren, you have an opportunity, man. I want to see these young guys. That's another thing. I want to see the young Yankees. I am done with the old. I don't care who's a veteran. I don't care who has done it before. Give me the homegrown, young Yankee, baby bomber 2.0. Get them ready now. Austin Wells back in the lineup. Good. Waldo getting the start. Good. Let these young guys play and work through it and get that action because they're the future. If I keep telling you that they have to keep Juan Soto and Aaron Judge together, they're going to fill in the blanks with young talent. They're not going to be able to go out there and spend for much else. Juan Soto is going to cost $550 million plus, probably more now. More. He just hit a season high. Career high. 36 home runs. He's not done. He's going for 40. Judge now is on pace for 60. Juan Soto's hilarious. He's crafty. Juan Soto was just hitting homer, 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 homer. No single, no double. Bomb, 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 bomb. Bombs over Baghdad. This guy was just hitting homer, homer, homer. So locked in that when he's swinging, and I heard him saying in the post game in the south side of Chicago about the accuracy, about hitting the ball on the screws, hitting it dead on. He's so locked in that when he's swinging, that ball is gone. And the power that he possesses in his legs and that torque that he has, like he's putting the ball in left center, short porcher. But then he decides to get crafty. Okay. I'm going to just poke one over there for a three-run double. I loved it. I thought that was hilarious. I'm like, made it 7-0. I'm like, what a difference a day makes. The same way you feel down about what happened the night before, the same way you feel sick and disgusted, these guys got to feel it times 20. They got to wear it. Juan Soto's face last night, you guys all saw, he was just kind of like, not sulking, but just sitting in himself, like,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He wanted to be anywhere else. He takes that emotion with him. He goes home, goes to sleep, and he brings it to the ballpark the next day. And he imposes his will. You have to pay this man. I don't care what it costs, yo. You got 40,000 plus in the ballpark every night. It does not matter what it costs. Scott Boras, congratulations. You're going to be a richer man. You're already richer. You're going to be an even wealthier man with this Centurion Ferrari that you're driving around. 888-808-1019. And I look at the Mets and I say, thank you, Mets. And I had a thought when I was driving in. I was listening to Evan. And Evan, I don't know why you do this, bro. I'm listening to Howie Rose and listening to 880. I was driving a lot today. I went back home. I had things to do. So I'm listening to the Met game. And I flip over for the start of Evan and Tiki, and it's just Evan. I'm like, good, good. Let Evan be the sports encyclopedia, sports nerd that he is. Give us all of that. But he starts off jinxing the perfect game. Why even play like that? Why even put your... I would not ever do that. I don't know. I guess I'm too superstitious. I guess I'm more fan than host, more fan than announcer. I am. But I wouldn't even have said it. I wouldn't have come out of... I wouldn't let that evil lie on me. I wouldn't give people an opportunity to say, you jinxed it. Evan led with it. Oh, I might as well say it. Sean Manaea is throwing a perfect game. Why would you do that, bro? Like, what goes on? I wouldn't have said it. I would have danced all around it. I would have said everything but. But anyway, Sean Manaea has been great. He has been excellent. What a signing, David Stearns. And I look at this Mets team and I say, man, every night I talk about TWTW. The will to win. And they have it more than the Yankees at times. A lot of times. As a team, as a unit, as a collective. Obviously, the Yankees have Shaq and Kobe. Shaq and Kobe just take over the game. But these guys have a starting five and a bench. And these guys can go out there and ball and fight and scratch and claw and never say die and find a way to walk off wins against the Baltimore Orioles. Let's go, Mets! I was pumped. Jesse Winker, that's his Mets moment. Instant Mets classic. He goes from being the villain, the heel, to, okay, now you did it. Now we can forget about the past. Come on in. Come on in. And at first, I thought the spiking of the helmet, the yelling, I thought it was a little much. But then I realized, yo, the Baltimore Orioles trolled the Mets yesterday. They spanked the Mets yesterday. They put out New York Mess on their Twitter handle. Only Yankee fans are allowed to say that because we share New York. The game was over so fast yesterday, and the Mets wore that as well. They are fighting for their playoff lives. They are fighting for that last wild card. It is time now. It is time now. We're coming up on the last week of August. It is time now. We are scoreboard watching. Every pitch, every out matters. And you could tell that the Mets came out aggressive. They came out with a sense of urgency right away. It meant something. Lindor, the MVP of the team. He's not an MVP. He's the MVP of this Mets team. Put respect on his name. Let the disrespect be as loud as the respect. He got a lot of disrespect, myself included. I never said he wasn't a good player. I just said he was overpaid. I never said that he wasn't what he is. Because as of now, I was just seeing Francisco Lindor is the first shortstop in MLB history with three seasons of 25-plus homers and 25-plus stolen bases. He's different, and he's worth the money that he's getting because, yeah, he starts off slow. He's from Puerto Rico. He likes the island, the warmer weather. It's freezing cold out here. It's raining. But when it gets warm, he heats up, and he can just literally carry a team. He has so much energy, so much passion. If you ever get to see his pregame workouts, how he prepares, he is a pro's pro. I was listening to him talk about his diet. He sets the right example for his teammates. And he comes out there today. He hits that. He gets the knock, then he gets the homer. And you can just see the way he's doing the celebration, the spank. That's what it is. It's not a slap. I didn't get this from anybody. I just realized when I saw Severino, I'm like, oh, they're spanking their opponent. When they're doing that, they're saying, get spanked. Even if it's not a blowout, the intensity that they played with was the will to win. I dubbed them the Make It Happen Mets a couple years ago. Carlos Mendoza leaned on that team from a couple years ago, talking about this postseason run. That these guys will lean on their experience from 2022, those of them that were here for it. There's still a lot of that in their DNA, but they need new blood injected into their DNA. Like a Mark Vientos, a young guy who people said couldn't hit, couldn't field, couldn't play. He looks good in that two spot. Mark Vientos is going to be a 25, maybe even a 30 homer guy this year. A guy like JD Martinez, who literally said he picked the Mets because he's addicted to the postseason. I laughed. And it's funny that he had an offer from the San Francisco Giants. And the San Francisco Giants could be just a couple games on the outside looking in, and the Mets could secure that last spot. J.D. Martinez might have made the right decision. Right? You know that Nimmo, and hopefully Nimmo's good. I know he was sick, he was hurt, whatever. You know that Alonso, Nimmo, McNeil, guys like that that were here, they want to get back. You know, they want to prove that they belong. They want to make it happen and not let it happen. But, you know, guys like Jose Iglesias, OMG, the hustle, right? Him hustling out singles, him bringing that song, that energy, that vibe to the clubhouse. He wants to be a part of a postseason run. Guys like Harrison Bader. Harrison Bader, in the postseason, he's like that. You get Marte back. All right. Like, you've got enough guys, and then a guy like Jesse Winker that you could tell so badly wants to just ingratiate himself with the New York Mets fans. He has his moment. And you love to see it as a Yankee fan. We do a lot of conversation around here about Clay Holmes. I know I lead the charge. I called him Prey Holmes. But I don't know what they call Sir Anthony Dominguez. Sir Anthony Dominguez, I mean, he blows both of those games for the Baltimore Orioles. Are they going to go back to Craig Kimbrell? I love it, man. I love it. I love it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.